Wow, isn't it exciting to see President Rodrigo Paz of Bolivia taking such bold steps to combat corruption using blockchain technology?
Absolutely. It's a significant move. President Paz is focusing on transforming public procurement processes through blockchain, which will bring much-needed transparency.
Yes. Leveraging the secure and transparent nature of blockchain will definitely help mitigate the risks of corruption in procurement that Bolivia has faced in the past.
The immutability and decentralized verification features of blockchain will create a clear trail of government spending, ensuring funds are allocated properly and contracts are awarded fairly.
It's a proactive approach by President Paz to rebuild public trust in government institutions after the scandals and mismanagement that eroded it in the past.
Indeed, this move towards integrity and transparency sets the stage for a more accountable and efficient public sector in Bolivia.
And let's not forget about integrating cryptocurrency into asset declarations. That will promote financial transparency and deter illicit financial activities among officials.
By mandating officials to disclose their cryptocurrency holdings, the government is taking a strong stance on promoting accountability.
President Paz's vision for the future of Bolivia is truly forward-thinking, with the use of blockchain and cryptocurrencies paving the way for a more modern and accountable political landscape.
Bolivia's embrace of these technologies could indeed set a precedent for other nations facing similar challenges, showcasing the transformative power of innovation in reshaping government operations.
It's an exciting time for Bolivia, and these initiatives, led by President Paz, are sure to make a lasting impact on governance and accountability within the public sector.